From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes. In a few minutes, we'll turn to Matthew chapter 14. First, here's George Beverly Shea singing the lovely hymn, There is a Green Hill Far Away.
There is a green hill far away, outside a city wall, where the dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. Oh, dearly, dearly has He loved, and we must love Him too, and trust in His redeeming blood, and try His works to do. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. Oh, dearly, dearly has He loved, and we must love Him too, and trust in His redeeming blood, and try His works to do.
We're going to read some verses from God's Word. We're beginning at the verse 14. And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship, and to go before Him onto the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee in the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked in the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, Of a truth thou art the Son of God. May the Lord bless His word to our hearts. I would like to leave with you three simple words from the verse 30. Lord, save me. The story we have just read takes place upon the Sea of Galilee. The River Jordan flows into this lake on the north side. It exits by the south, before meandering its way down to the Dead Sea. The lake itself is 13 miles north to south and 7 miles east to west. It lies 686 feet below sea level, and its waters reach a depth of 157 feet. It is one of the most beautiful places on earth. There was a writer in the 19th century who visited the lake, and he said that its beauty was such that it appeared as if it were let down on silver pulleys from heaven itself. He noted that although it was smaller than other beauty spots in the world, such as Lake Garda, Lake Geneva, Windermere and Loch Lomond, it surpassed them all, being, as he described it, the greatest diamond to have dropped from the finger of the clouds. This particular writer took a voyage on the beautiful shining waters on a Monday morning. And as the ship made its way down the western shore of Galilee, he had his Bible open, thinking about the events that had taken place in this very area. But very quickly, he had to shut the Bible, because within 5 minutes, the sea, which looked like glass, became a raging torrent, and he feared of his own life. You see, this is what happens in Galilee, because it lies so far below sea level, and because of the mountains that rise up from the sides of the lake. When the wind rises in those mountains, it funnels straight down into the water, and without warning, the sea can become a very dangerous place for mariners. And this is what happened to the disciples in our story. They were crossing the sea at night when they were faced with this storm. And sometime between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning, they were toiling. They could not reach land, and they were afraid, when all of a sudden they saw a figure gliding across the waters. They were frightened. They thought that it was a ghost. And then they heard a voice coming through the wind, coming through the tempest, a voice that was calm, reassuring, and most beautiful of all, it was a recognizable voice. "It is I. Be not afraid." Peter cried, "If it be thou, Lord, bid me to come." And the voice said, "Come." And Peter, without thought, sprang onto the ridges of those foam-crested waves. And he walked across the top of the water, keeping his eyes upon Jesus. But then he realized what he was doing, and he looked at the waves, and he felt the wind, and he began to sink. And as he went down to a watery grave, he cried out in desperation, "Lord, save me." This is what the sinner needs to do. If that sinner is to come to a knowledge of Christ, if you are to be a Christian today, you must do what Peter did, and you need to cry, "Lord, save me." From these words, please think about the sinner's prayer. It is an urgent prayer. Peter knew that he was drowning. He realized that if he did not cry to the Lord, he would be lost. Today, if you are not a Christian, you are drowning in your sin. You're trying to make your way across the sea of life, but without the Lord, you don't have an engine on your boat. You don't have a rudder to guide you. You don't have a compass to direct you. You don't have a map to show you the way through the unknown. You're cut adrift, without God and without hope in this world, exposed to the storms of disappointments and death, without a helping hand. Time is very short. A drowning man will quickly perish, and therefore you need to cry, "Lord, save me." This was also a direct prayer. He addressed himself to Christ. He said, "Lord, save me." He did not look behind him to the apostles in the boat and ask them to ask the Lord to save him. He went directly to the Savior. And you today can get saved by going directly to the Savior. You don't need to go to anyone else. You don't need to even go to the church. You simply go to Christ and lift your heart to him and say, "Lord, save me." You can go to the Lord because he's interested in you. He is interested in you so much that he gave his life for you. And today he's in heaven and he's praying for you and he cares for you. And he will save to the very uttermost all that come unto God by him. Therefore you come to the Lord where you're at and say, "Lord, save me." This was a personal prayer. Peter prayed for himself. Salvation is a personal matter. It's between a man and his God. It's between a woman and her God. And you need to be personally saved, because you personally are a sinner. And the Lord came not to save the righteous, but to bring sinners to repentance. And therefore I would urge you, as an individual, to come to the Lord today and say, "Lord, save me." Don't wait on anyone else. Don't wait on a husband getting saved. Don't wait on a wife getting saved. Don't wait on situations to change in your family. Come now. Come individually. "Lord, save me." This was a brief prayer. It was simple, straightforward. It occupied 3 words. Didn't have fancy language. It didn't have eloquence. He didn't read the prayer. It came straight from his heart, and this was the secret. You see, words don't save us. Words don't even constitute prayer. Words are an expression of the prayers of our heart. But yet, if our hearts are not in the prayer, our words are meaningless and they don't rise above the ceiling. And this is what happens to so many people. They think that prayer is about words, but it's not. It's about a heart. And Peter realized in his heart that he was lost. Therefore, from his heart he cried, Lord, save me. And you need to realize in your heart that you need the Lord. And you need to realize in your heart that you must have Christ. And therefore you need to cry, Lord, save me. If these words come from your heart, the Lord will save you. Whenever I was saved, I was just a child. And I remember getting down on my knees and praying the words, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come in today. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. It was a simple prayer. If you make that prayer your prayer, you'll be saved. The publican, in the parable that Christ told, simply prayed, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. It was a simple prayer, and God saved him. Will you not come in simplicity today and ask the Lord to save you? Why make salvation so difficult? Why make eternal life so unobtainable? Why make heaven so hard to enter into? When all the Lord wants you to do is come and rest on him. Finally, this was a successful prayer. As Peter was drowning, the Lord reached down his hand and pulled his purloined sheep and brought him to the boat. Christ did it. Peter didn't save himself. Christ saved him. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord promises that he will rescue the poor lost sinner. The Lord's hand is exceedingly strong. It is exceedingly able. And the Lord's hand can rescue you. It is a blessed thing to be kept secure in the arms of Christ. The hymn writer wrote the words, safe in the arms of Jesus, safe from corroding care, safe from the world's temptation, sin cannot harm me there. Free from the blight of sorrow, free from my doubts and fears, only a few more trials, only a few more tears. Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe in his gentle breast, there by his love o'ershaded, sweetly my love shall rest. Would you not rest upon the arms of Christ and cry unto him for salvation? Would you not do this? And yet there are those to whom the Lord stretches out his hands, those to whom the Lord offers himself, those to whom the Lord says, you're drowning, you're lost, but I'll save you. And those same people, they turn away and they say, I don't want your salvation. They mightn't say it in so many words, but yet they say it by their actions and by their activities, by their postponement of salvation. You see in Romans chapter 10 and verse 21, the Lord said to his people, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Perhaps the Lord's stretching out his hand to you today and you're turning away. Do it no longer. Will you not come and cry with Peter and you'll experience Peter's salvation? Lord, save me. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.